Let's take a look now at the CARES Act. That's the coronavirus relief bill signed into law back in March. It provides $500 billion for the Treasury Department and Federal Reserve to lend to businesses and states. But a report from the bipartisan Congressional Oversight Commission earlier this week said the Treasury had spent almost none of that money. This came up yesterday at the hearing where senators grilled Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell said that getting these lending programs up and running is complex and challenging, especially the Main Street lending program, given the diverse needs of small and medium-sized companies. He says the program should all be up and running by the end of this month or early next, but still lots of questions. And the four-person oversight commission, which published that report, doesn't even have a chair yet. Let's bring in French Hill, Republican congressman from Arkansas, sole House Republican on the commission. Congressman, a question I know you're getting asked a lot, asked in the hearings yesterday. What happened?
Well, Robin, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation. Well, not only is it $500 billion of taxpayer money that's been dedicated to these economic preservation programs that the U.S. Treasury and the Fed are operating, but it can be leveraged up to $5 trillion. And that's why Congress and the CARES Act set up this oversight commission. It's true that setting up these facilities is complicated because the Fed and the Treasury are going in a new direction. This is very different than the 08-09 financial crisis.
Well, let's just talk a second about that, because you do compare it to that in the writing. In the 08-09 housing collapse crisis, part of the problem was fixing a man-made problem. This, as you say, is an invader. That almost feels like it's an easier thing to do. Get that money
to the
people who need it.
Yeah, it's a good point. And, of course, the Congress has gotten money out to families, money for testing, money to hospitals. And the PPP program, the SBA program, the Paycheck Protection Program, has helped millions of small businesses with over $500 billion of direct assistance. These programs are now going beyond those small businesses into more complex areas like helping the airlines and helping state and local governments with short-term municipal finance and helping larger businesses. You referred to the Main Street program. So the Treasury set that up. They funded it and then issued a term sheet to American business and American financial institutions to see if they will find it attractive. And I think that's what Jay Powell and Steven Mnuchin were referring to yesterday when the complication. They want to make sure the program they structure will actually help the majority of businesses. So they've amended it based on about 2,000 public comments, and they hope to get it up and running next week. I wish it had been sooner, no doubt. But next week, we'll start seeing American business take action and borrow the money from the Main Street program.
You wrote that part of what the CARES Act did was establish a robust special inspector general at the U.S. Treasury Department to help kind of oversee this and make sure there was transparency. What we've been watching, though, under the Trump administration is the firing of inspectors general who dared to question what their different agencies might be doing. How can we have any assurance that an inspector general, and one has been nominated, although not confirmed, how can we, you know, have any assurance that there will be transparency and that there will be somebody who will dare to question? Because we see what happens when inspectors general do.
Robin, great point. The Congress is very concerned about oversight, which is why they set up this commission, but they also set up a coordinating board for all inspectors general at all the cabinet agencies and appointed a special inspector general at the Treasury. They are looking for gaps in these programs, failures to conform to Congress's interest. Plus, Congress appropriated extra money for the Government Accounting Office to report to Congress monthly and to the public quarterly. So you'll have a lot of oversight of the $3 trillion that was in the CARES Act to put out to help kill the virus and get our economy back to full capacity.
Just one last quick question. One of your colleagues, the Republican Pat Toomey, said he's worried if this money isn't dispersed soon, it will be too late. There's just going to be companies that fold, gears that grind to a halt in the economy. Are you concerned?
I think Pat Toomey is right, and that's why last week when Vice Chairman of the Fed Quarles, Randy Quarles, said that it could be weeks for the Main Street facility to be up and running, I was concerned and voiced that concern, and why I was very pleased that Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and Jay Powell, the Fed Chair, yesterday said, no, it will be up and running before the end of the month, May, or early first couple of days of June. We need to get out and be working in the marketplace with the Main Street program. If the Fed and the Treasury need to change the term sheet to make it more effective, they can do that as they go along. But financing takes time, and we are the time is the enemy when it comes to getting this economy back up and running.
That's Arkansas Representative French Hill, member of the Congressional Oversight Commission. Congressman Hill, thank you and best of luck to you.
Robin, thanks for having me. Look forward to coming back.